Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Well, welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about government-guaranteed mortgages. And what those entail is FHA mortgages, VA mortgages, and believe it or not, USDA mortgages. And I'm just going to touch briefly on those. There's so much, I won't really say bad. There's a lot of misinformation out in the market. And that's really why I want to address this, because on a daily basis, I have clients call me, you know, or the bad thing is I have a YouTube channel that a lot of people kind of tag onto, and then I get a lot of questions that way. That the questions people were asking are, I'll say they're somewhat basic, but their response back to me is, you know, I spoke with someone else, and then the information they're giving me or telling me about is actually the information they received from that other person, supposedly the expert, was wrong. So let me just recap. My name is Dan Frio. I'm the Mortgage Update. You hear me every day on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life Radio. You hear my commercials. You also hear me every day live with Mark Elfstrom at 5:20 p.m. So if you're driving, you probably hear me. If you would, check out my website. And I try to make all of this stuff as easy as you can to find. Probably one of the best ways to find me is just Google Dan. It's D-A-N. Last name is Frio, F-R-I-O. You'll go to my mortgage website. There's a YouTube channel. There's probably close to 200 videos on there. And I was pumped because I just told my son, I kind of track that every day. That's kind of my, hobby. Is I think I just hit 2,000 subscribers and about 80,000 views. So that was kind of cool. So check those out. And if you want to reach me, it's really easy to find me. And again, everything is the same theme of 1160. So again, the website, 1160mortgage.com. My phone number, 630-338-1160. So let's get on to FHA mortgages. And again, this might help a lot of people. So if you've been recently denied an FHA loan, don't give up. Please don't give up. That's kind of the essence of this show. Don't give up. Find the facts. Get the truth. Reach out to different people. Just because you called your local bank or the company that somebody, you know, said they do a great job and you called them, you know, doesn't mean, and they turned you down, doesn't mean you can't get a loan. Also, a lot of the big advertisers or the big banks, they're great companies, but please shop around. You can probably save yourself some money. What I mean by in money is costs and rate. So most of the time, the reason why I stay in business is the goal is to for me to be able to beat anything you can find on your own. So that's the whole gist of why I do this, just to try to educate you and give you some information on how to kind of seek that additional information or things like that. And especially if you've been declined. So we're going to work on mortgages, different types of mortgages you might be able to qualify for, the facts behind those mortgages. At the end of each show, I'm going to go over some credit tools for you or with you. The main site that we use is creditscoresandmore.com. It is a website that has, it's basically do-it-yourself credit scoring and credit repair. So we'll get to that at the end of every show. So today, again, we're going to talk about government-guaranteed loans. So we're going to start out with FHA, and then we're going to move on to VA, because a lot of veterans don't really know if they qualify, and they don't really go down that avenue because they really don't know the benefits of a VA loan. So let's start out. An FHA loan, here's the facts behind it. The facts are FHA does not have truly a minimum credit score. Okay, so you're going to say, well, Dan, you know, I have a 400 credit score and I've been denied 100 times. Well, you still have to have good credit. So the tough thing is you might have thin credit, what we call thin, basically just a couple accounts. Let's say you have three or four accounts and you have two credit cards that are, you know, a year or two old, a car loan that you just, you know, took out, and then you have three medical bills. You might have a terrible credit score, but you're really not a terrible credit risk. So let's go through the credit scoring piece first. Credit scores, basically, we're going to start at 500. And again, I know I said there's no minimum credit score, but let's just start somewhere. So if you have a 400 or something like that, you know, reach out to me. I'll try to help you. But let's start with a 500 to a 580 credit score. You can purchase a house or refinance a home. The guidelines behind that is you could go up to 90% of the home's value. So I will reference LTV in this show many times today and in the future. What loan to value, that's what we call it, LTV, which is loan to value. What that basically is, it's the loan amount divided by the value of your home. So make put it in mathematic terms. You owe $100,000 on your loan. Your value is $200,000. You take 100 divided by 200, it's 50%. So you have a 50% loan to value. So if you have a credit score of 500 to 580, you can buy and or refinance a home up to 90% loan to value. As soon as you hit 580, you can qualify. I'm not saying you will for sure, but you can qualify or you will be eligible for a loan of 96.5% of the home's value. So in essence, when you're looking to purchase a home, do the difference. 100% divided by the 96.5% loan to value that you would get, you would only need to put down 3.5% of a down payment. So again, we'll recap that, what I just said. 500 to 580, you could put down 10% or you can go 90% of the home's value. 580 and above, you can go to 96.5% or 3.5% of a down payment. So what I mean by that, I'll put that into math. You want to buy a $100,000 home. You want to go with an FHA loan. You have to put 3.5% down. So you would need $3,500 to purchase that home. Great program. So basically, that's the credit scores behind things. So here's what happens most of the time. You'll go online or you'll call your bank or whoever, maybe your realtor had you reach out to, and you'll apply and you have a 590 credit score. So you hear my show and you're like, okay, I can qualify for an FHA loan. You then get in contact with that company or that loan officer, and they say, you know what, you've been denied because you don't meet our minimum credit score. You're like, well, Dan, I have a 580 credit score. Every bank is, not every bank, but a lot of banks are different. And what we call an overlay is such as this. A lot of banks, even though the FHA guideline is 580 to go with the 3.5% down program, some of the banks will push that up to a 600, a 620, possibly even a 640. They have the right to do that. So you call them and you have a 590 credit score, they might come back and say, you can't get an FHA loan. And they're saying you can't get an FHA loan. You need a 620 credit score or a 600 credit score. That's their guidelines. That's not FHA guidelines. So seek additional outlets or seek other opinions. And that's basically a part of the show. I'm trying to teach you all the facts behind things, and then you make the judgment on who you want to go to. Hopefully you choose me. So that is the credit. We went over the credit score, the minimum scores required, again, by FHA, not particularly by your bank. How much loan to value or what your down payment's going to be. Here's another reason people get denied. They will be denied because the bank will come back and say, your debt ratio is too high. You might be too embarrassed to say, what's my debt ratio? You know, or what does it mean? So here is what your debt ratio is. Your debt ratio is your monthly expenses divided by your monthly income. Now, let me break down what those expenses entail and what your income entails. Okay. So your expenses is anything on your credit report plus your house payment or your potential house payment. Okay. So those are your bills, not your, you know, cell phone bill and your cable bill and your car insurance and things like that. What is on your credit report? So those, that is your debts. Your income is your gross before, which is before you're taxed, your gross income from your job. And I'll go over this in the next segment. What all income is required? How long do you have to be on the job? What kind of income can you use? And we'll go over that in the next segment. But it's, so we're looking at your debts on your credit report plus your potential mortgage, or if you do have a mortgage, divided by your gross income. That is your debt ratio. So let's say your monthly debts come to $1,500 and you make $36,000 a year, which is $3,000 a month. So we take your debts of $1,500 a month, divide it by $3,000, which is your monthly income, you have a 50% debt ratio. So that's how we calculate that. On an FHA loan, you can go up to, in many cases, a 57% debt ratio. So we'll dig into all these numbers and things in the next segment. But again, you're listening to Dan Frio of The Mortgage Update. If you'd like to get a hold of me, please call 630-338-1160. Check me out at 1160mortgage.com. Also, please check out one of the sponsors of the show, which is creditscoresandmore.com. The scores is plural, so creditscoresandmore.com. Thank you so much. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Today we are talking FHA and VA loans. Basically, we're covering all government guaranteed loans. And reasons for those is they are easier to qualify for than normal mortgages. A normal mortgage is what the true word is a conventional mortgage. So I will reference conventional mortgages. That's the mortgage that it's just when you think of a mortgage, that's kind of what you think of, especially, you know, older folks and things like that. You know, it was used to be the 20% down, you know, you'd buy a house and it was basically the only mortgage around for a long time. And then the government stepped in and they wanted to kind of ease up the system. Now, when I say ease, I'm not talking about the subprime loans of the past that really, you know, I'll say crashed our whole world 10 years ago. And I won't get into that today, but they were created with good intent, and then they just got abused by everybody, by Wall Street, by the mortgage companies, by consumers, the whole ball of wax. So we were all to blame in that facet of things. Some people might disagree. I lived it. I'm a mortgage broker. I have been for 30 years. I lived it. It's all I've ever done. So let's go back to FHAs. We're talking about how to qualify. And one of the biggest things here is we went over your debt ratio. So in the last segment, you might have been turned down. So what I'm trying to do, let's back up a second. What I'm trying to do is if you've been denied, you might not have been denied, but I'm just saying if you've been denied for any of these reasons, credit score or debt ratio, I'm going over the true guidelines of FHA. I'm not going over the guidelines of that lender that you called. You might have called that lender who turned you down. There might be 1,000 other places that can do your loan, just not that particular place. That's why don't give up hope. Check around. You know, reference some of my information. Please give me a call, and I give you all that information at the end. So the debt ratio, you can go up to, you might have been turned down for a debt ratio. They said we do not exceed 50%. FHA will accept loans up to 57%. Not everyone. What we do is we run your loan through a website. So I gather all your information. I pull your credit. I make sure all that data is accurate. And then I run your loan through a Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I won't get too detailed because I don't want to lose you. We run it through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, one of their websites. And it's an automated system. It reads your data, and then it says you're approved or not. It will approve loans up to 57% debt ratios. Okay? So let's go over. Again, your debt ratio is your monthly expenses, so the items on your credit report, not your home, your car insurance, your cell phone bill, your gas bill, your water bill, things like that. It has to be on your credit report. Okay, that divided by your income, your gross income, income before taxes. So let's now talk about what income can qualify. Okay, so this is another area where there's a lot of misinformation. I will get calls and the person will say, you know, I have a really hard situation. I already talked to another place and they can't do it because they said I have to be on my job for 2 years. You don't have to be on that job for 2 years. There's multiple reasons why you do not have to be, or I won't say why, that you can get around the two-year trigger. There is truly not a two-year trigger, only for part-time jobs. So to use part-time income, let's start with that because we're at that section right now, the two-year piece. To use a part-time job's income, you have to be there 2 years. Okay, what the banks want to do is they want to take an average. What are you working? So some weeks you might work 8 hours, some weeks 20, some weeks 30, or so forth. So then they'll take a two-year average of what that income is. It needs to be pretty much steady or increasing. It can't be, you know, last year you made $15,000, this year you're making six. You know, that's difficult. But on a part-time job, you can use 2 years, or you need to be on that job, that particular job, for 2 years. Okay. Now, your full-time job, this is a whole other basket. Full-time jobs, you can be on your job for a month. So here's an analogy behind that part of it. You just graduated from school. You went to ISU and received a nursing degree. God bless you. So now you just got a job with Mount Sinai Hospital, and you started a month ago, and you're salaried. And you're making $70,000 a year. We can do that. Well, if your credit and everything else fits in. What we would get is your school transcripts to show that you just got out of school or just graduated school. And we will get your employment records and pay stubs to validate that income. You can use that income, even though you might have been there for a month. Okay? Other areas. Let's say you were at a job for 5 years. And you were a mechanic. And now you left there and a new mechanic position became open at another place with more income. So you left that five-year job making $40,000 a year. And now you went over to ABC Mechanic Place and you're making $55,000. And it's basically salaried, or the hourly works out to that. You can use that new job, even if it's been a month or 2 months or 3 months. You can use that job's income. So that's full-time and part-time income, okay? So the next thing is Social Security, pensions, areas of in those areas. You can use that income. Even if you just got granted Social Security benefits a month ago, you can still use that income. A lot of times people think, well, I only receive a pension. There's no way I'm going to qualify. You might be surprised. Same thing with Social Security. So you can qualify with Social Security and pension income. Also, if it's a two-unit, a three-unit, or a four-unit, you can qualify with rental income. And we will take your tax returns and we'll figure out your net rentals and kind of add that into the equation. So let's go next to what type of properties can you buy or finance with an FHA loan? Okay, FHA and conventional, you can finance condos, townhouses, what they call PUDs, one unit through four units. So a single family, a two unit, a three unit, and a four unit. There might be other things out there that I might just be not thinking about. But a commercial loan, which you cannot finance through these programs, is anything that has a commercial substance, meaning you're trying to buy a property down in Cicero, and it's a storefront on floor one and apartments upstairs. Can't do it. So you can finance through this program, FHA, government guaranteed backed loans, is a one unit through a four unit, condos, townhouses, PUDs, things like that. If you have questions in regards to can you do your particular house, if it's manufactured, modular, things like that, please give me a call or check out my website, and I'll dig into those guidelines for you. On the top of my head, I truly don't know it, because I think I might have done one of those in the 30 years that I've been doing mortgages. So that's that part of things. So you might say, well, I'm looking to buy a four-unit property. It doesn't qualify for FHA. Yes, it does. And it's still 3.5% down payment. You can use you need an FHA loan. Let me retract for a second. FHA and VA loans require that property must be your primary home or going to be your primary home. Okay, so that's the big caveat behind all of this. So we went over credit scores. We went over loan to values. We went over your debt ratios. We went over your income. And we went over what type of properties qualify. Okay, so now, can you refinance an FHA loan? Absolutely. And it's really simple. We don't pull your credit. We don't analyze your income. We don't do an appraisal. What we do is we pull a credit report that only gives us your mortgage-only report. If you've made your last 12 payments on time, you should qualify for an FHA refinance. It has to make sense, though. There has to be a net tangible benefit, meaning it has to benefit you some way, somehow, shortening your term or reducing your payments. Pretty good. I'm going to recap real quick. VA. VA program. You know what? Let me pick up on the VA tomorrow, because VA, I'd like to go into that. There's a lot of veterans in the state of Illinois, and I think you might be surprised on who can or who doesn't qualify for this program, but there's a lot of people out there that probably do. So I want to touch base on credit scores and a credit system that I hope you will use. The system is called creditscoresandmore.com. There's multiple steps on this website. What I want you to do is, if you don't do anything, please go to that website and complete step one. Step one is a free credit scoring system. There's more to the equation than just getting that free credit score. It's a monitoring system. It's an alert system. It's an identity theft system. It does a lot of things, and it's really educational. What it'll do is it'll analyze your credit scores, and it'll also give you, here is your best options for credit cards, car loans. I'll say mortgages, but I'm your best option for mortgages. It'll give you information for all that. So I want to thank you all for listening. Please don't forget to come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about VA loans and then much, much more. You can reach me at 1160mortgage.com. Please give me a call if you have any questions at all. It's 630-338-1160. Please also check out creditscoresandmore.com. I'd love to help in any way I can. So thank you so much again for listening. Please come back tomorrow. God bless. Take care. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.